Hey everyone, welcome back to Idiots Anonymous. I know last week, Simon, you were hosting and you came up with a little rhyme to introduce the show, which I thought was pretty cool. So I spent the week trying to come up with something, and the best I could come up with is bada bing, bada boom, Idiots Anonymous are in the room.
That was it.
That's all I could come up with. So
I tried.
Effort.
100% effort.
I mean, how are you guys doing today, though?
Not bad, bro.
Struggling.
Yeah, so bit of context. We all went out last night. Okay. You could probably tell in some of our faces. We went out and we had a great time. We had a fantastic time. I'd say we had a good time, right?
We had a good time.
I had a good time. We know
Omar
had a good time.
Oh, shit. Omar definitely had a good time.
Yes, so we're moving on.
Yes, we're all very hungover is the point. So we're going to do our best, you know, we're going to smiles on our faces and just absolutely go through this episode. It's going to be great. I've got the opening question for us today. The opening question is, right, best either things to gatekeep or excuses for gatekeeping, like reasons to gatekeep. Like, I'll give you an example. Wait. For example, I've seen, like, on Instagram, on some video somewhere where, like, they're mainly joke ones, but someone will say, oh, what restaurant is this? And they'll be like, oh, it closed down, or oh, I got in a car crash. You know when they send a voice note of them getting in a car crash or something? Yeah. Car crash, see you later. Stuff like that. Has anyone got any good ones?
Culture.
Okay, culture, that's interesting.
Mm. Well, protect culture. I don't say gatekeeper, but protect culture.
What do you mean by that?
Because, like, I feel like we're in an open society, which is great, yeah, and we're all, you know, on. I don't know what's going with this.
So you looked at me, I was like, malfunctioned, bro.
I was like, they're loaded.
No.
He started saying he couldn't finish.
What I'm saying is that we are all open to culture and stuff. Mm. Yeah, fine. But I feel like there's people that mock certain cultures. Because it's
culture vultures.
Culture vultures. Culture appropriation.
Mm. Yes.
I think that's the word for it.
I think if you are going to take on a culture, respect it to a level as well. So maybe there is some kind of fine line between gatekeeping and having everyone's culture being so open, or educate themselves on that culture. Do you know what I mean? Or whatever that is. So
that makes sense. Yeah. It's like they're like bringing up conversations recently about, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie Tropic Thunder, where, like, Robert Downey Jr. does the blackface. He was in blackface in the movie.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I ain't seen the movie, bro.
You ain't seen that clip when he's, it's like,
I've seen the clip, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm the dude playing the dude who's playing another dude. That guy.
No, I've never seen that.
Maybe I ain't seen
it,
actually.
No. They keep bringing it up recently, and they're like, oh, yeah, would this be allowed in today's day and age, basically. So, I don't know, yeah.
Well, there's some places, well, in Holland, they got that ceremony where they all do blackface.
They do that?
Yeah.
I don't know that. What the hell?
You know that? They have like parades and they all, like, paint their faces black and they go through the streets and, like,
what the hell?
That is a bit mad. I don't know. Is that a thing, like, now?
It's still a thing.
Yeah.
They still do it.
Damn. Hey, Holland, shout out you lot, but damn.
Don't stop shouting them out. This guy
crazy, man.
Shit.
I don't think it's for the reason why we see, how we see black people. But yeah, they paint their faces black. They go through.
That's a bit strange.
That's a bit mad.
Yeah. Okay, whatever floats their boat.
Gatekeeping. I don't know. I feel like I don't really gatekeep anything. I don't know.
Well, that's good.
I'm not really a gatekeeper.
I like, do you, I think it's really funny? Have you seen those girls who, like, don't post their man on socials?
Yeah.
And then, like, they'll post, like, the soft launch, and then they'll have girls in their DMs like, oh, you've got a man. But those girls who post, like, full face pics, and then it's like, oh, I know your man. I used to chat to your man. I feel like gatekeeping, that's a fine line between whether or not you should gatekeep is when you're posting your man.
So do you feel like you should gatekeep your relationship or social media?
That's a tough question. I think it depends, because I wouldn't say, like, I post a lot anyway. But then, have you ever seen them men, like, who get married and then even on their wedding day they're posting, like, a picture of the sunset? Like, you know, this guy's got a wife, kids,
they
anything,
do not
nothing.
Care, they do not care.
No, I don't know. I think personally, I'm not someone that would be outwardly posting anyway. I just think it's funny because I see that all the time.
Do you think there's a difference between how a man posts a relationship and how a woman posts a relationship online?
Do men post at all though?
Do you know what?
Yeah, I feel like we get scrutinized more.
I feel that's why men do the sunset thing.
Yeah. Because girls, they'll be posting their man like it's an advent calendar, bro. Yeah. One new picture every day. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you're jelly, you just say that.
Yeah, no,
I don't think you really get man them that are going to be like all for your relationship. I think man them scheme a bit more than.
I don't think it's a scheming thing though. I feel like sometimes you just want to keep those things.
Yeah, separate,
private
yeah,
or like separate. It's not like you don't want to tell anyone, but I just feel like if I'm playing kind of devil's advocate, like sometimes you just don't need to show everyone. Do you know what I'm saying? Like you don't need to put it on Instagram.
I think the internet's
like,
a weird place.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So
yeah,
I think sometimes having your
life I know I'm in a relationship. Yeah. I don't need a picture on Instagram to remind me I'm in a relationship. Do you know what I mean? And like I hear it.
My last picture. That was massive flaunt.
Bro, I just absolutely demolished her. Refuck you and your soft
launch. For women, it's more. It's like more open. What? But for men, I guess it's a protection.
Yeah, because also I feel like.
Why though? What are you protecting?
It's not. No, I'm not saying that you're not supposed to put. You could do soft launch, hard launch, whatever.
Yeah.
Hard release, whatever you want to call it.
Hard release.
But I'm just saying, there's a difference in mentality towards it. Slightly.
Yeah.
And how?
Because girls will get DMs from guys more often on Instagram rather than the other way around. So I suppose when you guys are posting, you're actually
if you're
letting.
You're secure in your relationship. You're not responding to.
No, no,
DMs,
that is
so
true.
It doesn't matter.
No, but you're more.
I get what you're saying. Like,
them, yeah.
I get it.
It's easier for women to post and for men to then see, oh, she's got a man. I'm not going to approach her. Whereas men don't post their girls. But I feel like for women, it's a sign of commitment.
Mm.
Like, it's a huge step for, I think, a guy to post a girl. Not I'm saying that it should be, but I'm saying we perceive it as like a form of commitment.
Mm.
If you're a guy and you post your girlfriend, we know we've made it. Because men don't do stuff like that on a regs.
That is true.
So,
no, this
you
is
know
crazy.
You got him right where you want.
No, I never thought I'd actually see this day. It's only been 3 episodes. We've turned into a relationship podcast already.
For real,
I never thought I'd see this day, man.
The love gurus.
I'd like to apologize my friends.
The love gurus, man. Hey, listen, the coaches, the coaches don't play, man.
It's got me done sometimes. Put me down in a bit sometimes. I hear it.
Oh man, that's good. There you go.
What about clothing? Gatekeeping clothing and stuff like that. Because you know you've got some people that.
Everyone looks the same nowadays anyway,
Spare globalization and that.
But there's certain like low-key brands I see people gatekeep.
Yeah.
Heavy. I can't lie, that's...
But
that's
even brands are gatekeeping themselves, like Cortez and stuff, they'll do stuff.
When they do the passwords and stuff. I think it's so nerdy though, man. I think gatekeeping is just nerdy, bro. Like, what are you, a kid? Like...
I have to have this myself.
Like makeup, for example, when a girl posts like a makeup routine or whatever, and she's using,
you're in the comments,
and everyone's like, "What is it? What is it?" But then some people don't want to tell you because then it will sell out, and then you can't get your favorite product.
And to be fair, they did that with Meow, the hair oil. Remember?
Yeah.
So there's this black owned brand that does curly hair products, hair products. They had this oil. It was going viral on TikTok, and then white girls started using it. And then Meow sold.
Not the white girls.
Sold their company for like a few million, changed the recipe, like the price shot up. Okay. So black women and like women of color were like, now we should have just.
But I feel like that makes more sense because there's a reason to get it.
Yeah.
If it's just like, I'm wearing a cool jacket and I don't want to tell anyone where I got it from, I just think that's neat.
I mean, it's the same premise. If you have a brand and it's within your budget, and then you know because it's a low-key brand that it's the price point is low, and if it blows up, it's obviously going to increase. Then I'd be hesitant to say something. But at the end of the day, everyone who does that just looks like a dickhead, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in the comments, like, oh, where's it from?
Ed.
They answer every other comment. Don't worry about it. And I feel like I'm one of those people, like, if I'm matching, not completely matching outfits to all of my boys, but if one day we just happen to be wearing the same thing, I'm just weird like that. I'll be gassed. I'll be gassed. I can't lie. It'll make my day.
That's funny.
For real. Would you guys say, like, what, are you guys like that or the opposite?
What, matching?
Yeah.
It depends. So before an event, standard, women will be like, what's the vibe? Like, what are we doing? Are we heels? Are we dresses? Is it trainers? That's the vibe.
There's a whole checklist, bro.
Oh, yeah.
it's easier to probably start a fucking commercial airline than it is to get a camera.
So, guys, what are you saying? We're going to spin that wheel?
Yes. That was perfect. That was so good. The alcohol in my system.
ET finger. Can you?
ET finger.
Hold
approach as well.
not as a postcard.
We start with a postcard. Should we just get into it? Or do we?
Oh, Simon, do you want to grab it?
Where's the one?
At the top.
You didn't want to grab it.
Go around and give American films or TV shows British names.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys have seen this going around on like Instagram recently, but there's like people will go and give either like American films or TV shows British names. So for example, they done, instead of Friends, they call it Mates, right?
No.
And the game is we just got to go around and like whoever loses.
Oh, bro, I'm shit with movies on TV shows.
Any movie, just think of a movie.
Shit.
I'm trying to think.
I've got one.
Careful,
smash the mic. I suppose you start and then we'll go around that way.
I ain't got one anymore.
Bro.
Mine doesn't make sense. Okay, American TV shows or.
Or movies.
Films, or movies. Okay, cool. We could do like White Chicks.
What would be the British name of that?
Caucasian gentlewoman. I don't know.
There you go.
That's one. Gentlewoman. I don't know, man.
Caucasian girl.
Caucasian We've been transported back to 1840.
Right, I've got one. I've got one. I've got one. The Incredible Hulk. The Absolute Unit. Okay. That's quite British. Mm. The Absolute Unit.
I feel like I've had babies that been called that before.
Absolute Unit.
Absolute Unit.
The Absolute Unit.
The Absolute Unit. I feel like superheroes is quite a good and easy one to start. Like, I don't know.
I'm gonna say Grey's Anatomy. Uh-huh. Change it to NHS.
NHS, that's pretty good. NHS.
Nah, that is low key accurate.
That is good. Oh, Impractical Jokers, Inconvenient Jesters.
Mm.
Kind of works. A bit more British. A bit more.
Such a nerd, bro.
A bit of spice, you know.
Oh, no.
Shameless. Uh-huh. Fatherless Behaviour.
fatherless Behaviour.
God damn. Oh my god. Suits. Track Suits.
Wow.
That works.
I'm trying to go.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it, man.
Track Suits. I'm trying to think what else. Oh no, that's not. That's
Prison Break is Escaping Pen.
Escaping incarceration. what else is there? What about something like? Nah, I was gonna say Hairspray, but I can't think of a British equivalent of what that would be.
We call really want to see like your most recent.
Bro just said a brand.
Bro named a brand.
Exactly.
What do you mean? Wife and kids could be my gallon.
And my gallon yeats.
My gallon yeats.
Oh man. Let's go again. Yeah. Unless anyone's no last minute takers, no.
No, no. That's okay. It.
I'm really bad at spinning this wheel. I need to come off. Life and goals.
Life goals. In a year's time from today, where do you all see yourselves? Sent in by Raymond.
Yes, that was a question sent in by Raymond.
Thanks,
or
Raymond.
Shout
Raymond.
Thank you very much. Greedy Gaming, my RC God. Live. I'll link his Twitch and channel down in the description. Thank you very much. Now I need to remember what the question was. I forgot what the question
where
was.
Do where see do you see yourself in a year?
Does anyone want to start? I don't know. I mean, hopefully still doing this. Hopefully still friends.
I hope so.
Yeah. We're sworn enemies, mortal enemies. Yeah, still doing this. I don't know. Everyone just smashing it. Everyone. My whole thing is happiness and well-being within the group, all the group. So as long as everyone is happy.
He's on his Zen journey, guys.
I've always been like this, you know.
Yeah.
Let's work.
Longer bank account.
That would be nice, basically. Longer bank account, yeah. I don't know. Everyone just achieving their dreams and aspirations.
That's a universal feeling.
Yeah. Mm. That's all I could wish for, you know.
That was beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Spin that wheel.
Oh, shit. Clicking. Oh, shit.
Ooh,
I'm high circles. Let's get it.
But why do you eat like that?
That's a little.
Why does
it's quite slow?
No, no, why do I get judged for everything I do on this podcast?
Guys, very slow.
Hypotheticals. Who should pay on the first? No, I'm joking. We are never will you hear that question. The day you hear that question on this podcast,
just cancel this podcast.
Just cancel everything.
Cancel this podcast. It's done.
Cool. If you could be any. What the fuck? If you could be any vegetable, what vegetable would you be? Sent in by Alicia.
Thank you very much, Alicia.
Thank you, Alicia.
Yeah, that was very
Alicia, why? Can I ask Alicia a question back? Why the fuck did you ask that first? That's so random. Vegetable though.
If you could be any vegetable, I think I'd be. Oh no, I was going to say a fucking strawberry, but that's not even a vegetable. I'd be an onion. An onion, because just onions are just.
He's lame. Thinking about Shrek.
Yeah, I know. Onions. That's the thing though. I think if I woke up one day as an onion, I wouldn't be able to resist the urge to scram myself.
To what?
How are you going to see yourself?
If I'm an onion, if I can be an onion, then anything is possible.
What's that?
Like in like, you know when you just sprinkle it on top of like your...
Oh.
Not like, I won't, like, not like an apple, like, I won't just be like, munch it. Yeah, exactly, yeah. I won't munch it like that, but you know, sometimes you have little, or like in a salad or something.
I'd be corn.
Corn, why corn?
It's just so versatile. Like,
it is quite versatile. It is.
And it's just interesting to watch people eat corn. Like, I can judge a person by the way they eat corn on the cob.
You watch people.
Corn on the cob.
What? Like, that's a task for real.
The thing with corn though is, number one, you be getting stuck in a lot of people's teeth. And also, I mean, once you go to the toilet and you've had sweet corn,
please,
then
in that hole now.
Exactly. That's quite crazy, a journey. Crazy. That's quite crazy. It's like Everest base camp, bro. She's going through the whole
you
crazy. Exactly. She's going through
it. Actually, try answer petition to change.
You know what I'm picturing in my head? Sausage party.
That's what I was thinking. Sausage party.
Holy shit.
Literally, when they're peeling the potatoes. Ah, my eyes.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be a potato. That's a horrible way to die. I mean, a potato.
I'll be a broccoli.
I was broccoli. Gonna say that.
Yeah. How comes?
God damn.
Why broccoli?
Broccoli is just sexy. It's just.
I like broccoli.
I hate broccoli.
I've never
broccoli.
Had that adjective used to describe a vegetable before.
Broccoli is sexy.
Y'all skimmed over it as well.
To be fair, yeah.
She said it with so much confidence, it just made sense. Loki. It made sense.
Described us. That's what it was, so.
I'd say you're maybe more cauliflower.
Cauliflower is literally just BTEC unseasoned broccoli.
Wow,
that's literally what it is.
Albino. It's albino broccoli. It's albino broccoli.
Literally.
That's crazy. I could be a broccoli though, because I got kind of like broccoli hair. Do you know what I mean?
He's the cauliflower.
Yeah.
I'm the cauliflower. There you go. Albino broccoli. Love that.
Makes sense. I think I'd be a tomato.
That's a fruit.
Tomato's a fruit.
Say swear. Do you know what? I was just testing you guys' fruit and vegetable knowledge.
Yeah. And you passed the test, so good job. Good job, guys.
Okay. Uh-huh. So, really, really
so what so vegetable
I'd be a...
Wait. So far he's done a banana's a herb and a tomato.
A banana's a herb?
Let's not get this started.
When in my life did I call a banana a herb?
No, you said a banana's a herb.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying that's two things he's learned about fruits and veg on this podcast.
Oh, banana is a herb.
Yeah, we've done this already.
Oh, we covered this. Sorry, I'm getting old. My memory's going. I'm sorry.
You were here, you know. You were sat on this very chair. We actually share 99.9% of our DNA with banana.
Yeah, I know.
You say what?
Which is a herb.
Which is a herb, apparently.
A herb.
There we go.
Yeah.
What do you mean a herb?
Well, I'm not sure.
Is it not a fruit?
But I'm pretty sure I've had this discussion with a teacher.
Can we fact check that, please? Our fact checker
what?
Might have
is,
got
is a banana
can we
not
get
a
that
fruit?
Up on the screen?
What do you mean herb?
Can we get that up on the screen? Go on, give us a vegetable then.
Okay, if I can't be, I would be instead. I'd probably be Brussels sprouts. Just be reason is
no, you gotta let me land here.
The reason is a lot of people don't like Brussels sprouts, so I've got a higher chance of survival.
Okay,
I'm not
but
you
a lot
landed.
Of people love them too.
You landed still.
Bare grows of vegetables.
Hey, anything to survive, man. Shit.
Survive.
You gotta do it. You gotta do
no,
it.
I would have said
man.
A sweet potato.
It's not sweet potato. That's getting scrambled.
Sweet potato.
Yeah, you just you
get scrambled. I don't want to get mashed. Some of Brussels sprouts.
Anything about potato, you can get mashed. You can get peeled. It's just long.
Yeah, there's like, too many
Brussels
ways to die, man.
Brussels sprouts is good.
Why are you thinking about dying? We just think about that time.
Right, yeah. Like, you guys are making it so morbid.
And to be fair, come Christmas, you're fucked.
You've got 12 months left.
I've got 12 months left. I'm going to have a good 12 months, though.
Exactly.
So, there we go.
I like those answers. That was good. That was actually a surprisingly fun question. Thank you, Alicia.
Thank
you're
you, Alicia.
We got movies and TV.
TV.
I love that I'm here. I just never have to pick up any questions. I just, yeah.
Who would play you in a movie about your life?
Oh my, why are you laughing?
Oh man.
Broad wave.
That's the only thing that popped into my head.
You've got something in mind, fuck. Surely.
Yeah, Broad wave is the only thing that popped
really?
Into my head.
Broad wave.
From that throwback to episode one.
I don't know. I'm trying to think who would be a better actor for you.
For me?
Yeah, you do. I don't know.
I know who would be for you still.
For me?
Seth Rogen.
I could do Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen would be good. Yeah. I can see that. I don't know about the rest of you, though.
I don't know.
That's tough.
I don't know. Because we can't just do... Because if we're doing lookalikes, that's a cop-out. We'll just say
yeah, we can't really do just lookalikes.
I spies.
You don't look like her, though.
Yeah, not right now. Right now. Be good for now, keep us. I don't know.
I think we can't just do lookalikes.
No, we just can't. But I said Seth Rogen is a good fit for me. For you, I don't want to say Rod Wave. Hold on, look at me for one second.
Who would you want to play?
Who would you want? Yeah, go on.
Who would I want to play me? Idris Elba. I mean, shit.
Just know
if I can get what I want, right?
Just know at the beginning when they say based on a true story, the based is in capitals. Yeah.
Allegedly, this is the real one.
I think I want Ashley Waters to play me.
Okay.
Colin.
I would have said Lakey Stanfield for you.
Yeah. That is good. Yeah.
I hear that.
I see that. Yeah. What about you guys?
I still don't know.
But who would you want though? No one that you want.
What about Jax from Not For You for Tashana?
What about who now?
Jax from
it's
Top
not lookalikes, remember, it's just acting ability. That got Jax from Top Boy.
Oh, I know.
She's a great actor, to be fair.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, I don't see it.
I don't know enough, isn't it?
Well, she's good.
She's good, isn't it? So like
she's good. So who would you want though?
I don't know. That's a tough question. That's really tough.
I'd want Blake Lively.
Blake Lively.
Yeah.
To play you.
I just like her. She's a good actress.
Fair I mean,
fair enough.
She's a white woman, right?
I'm not going based on lookalikes. Oh, okay. Just okay, who right. I want.
Yeah, but still.
Good, because my eye was twitching.
Yeah, exactly. I was too. Can't be the only one. That was like, oh man.
Ooh, do you know who I'd say? Who's the woman that voices the actors from the Boondocks? The voice from the Boondocks.
What the woman that was?
Yeah.
Ah. I don't know her name. I don't know.
When I found out, her.
I don't know.
Regina.
Regina.
Regina. Choosing Miss Congeniality. The second.
Regina.
One.
Regina.
That's
oh.
The one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I think it'd be interesting to put Denzel Washington there as well.
You'll play me. It's come. This is like a great ensemble cast.
Exactly. It's like a white parent, like two white parents, and then it's just Denzel at the dining table. It's like mom, dad.
No, but if they did a movie on our lives, technically, they'd have to do the podcast in the movie.
They would, exactly.
Yeah. So they'd literally be doing a podcast in the movie. That would be lit.
That'd be crazy. Denzel would be sitting here like, I'm living it with that. I can't do a Denzel impression.
You've got to try. The lip quivers when he talks.
Oh yeah,
I can't do it.
I can't do it either.
I can't remember what's that.
To be fair, there's so many actors that have like little things like Viola Davis always has like snot that runs down when she has like, her peak the acting crime, scenes.
Oh,
you know?
Viola Davis, she's good.
That's how you know
she is.
She's about to win an award because that snot is running.
Yeah,
I can't. It's like imagine that just reminds me of them kids in primary school who always had the runny noses. Oh, no. Like, just had the marks.
I used to hate those kids, man.
I feel like you were one of those kids.
Absolutely. You've lost your fucking mind. Did you think I was
just
one of those kids?
Just get the vibes, bro.
Nah.
You were spilling hot coffee over yourself.
Were you one of those kids?
That was in my
house. Different.
That's different.
No. Hell no.
You wasn't a snotty kid?
I wasn't a snotty kid, no. Hell to the no.
Would you, when you have a baby, yeah, uh-huh, and the baby gets his nose blocked, are you going to suck the bogey out of the baby's nose?
No. Like, you can get a machine for that, right?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
there's
I'll
a machine
that.
For that.
Yeah, there's a machine, yeah. But I'm not going to get a straw and make... You know what I mean?
No, not a straw. You put your nose,
yeah, you,
your mouth straight up to their
just
nose.
Just raw dog it, bro.
I'm not raw dogging it. Hell no.
You know. Why would you describe it as raw dogging?
Why?
That's kind of great. I just made that. These are children we're talking about.
That's kind of great.
Do you know? Yeah.
That's kind of great. We're going to cut that out.
No, we ain't. I feel like it kind of sounded like Denzel there. That was a nice conclusion to that section. No, we ain't.
I think it's just you, babe.
Right.
It's just me. I'm imagining things. Life goals, we've done that already.
Ding, ding.
I'm going to hold it. Let's cut last the wheel. Conspiracies! Yeah. We're running out of conspiracy questions. Guys, if you've got any more conspiracy questions, please send them in.
Yeah, that's up.
We are running very low. And send in some more stupid questions as well. We like the serious ones, but stupid is good as well.
What do you think is housed in Area 51?
Area 51?
Yeah.
Madeleine McCann. I don't know. I think there's all kinds. I feel like there's just all kinds of random shit.
I found it funny. Sorry.
Why would they take her there?
Yeah, true. Why would they take her there?
From Portugal, just like, yeah, off you go.
Because you wouldn't expect it.
To be fair, never let them know your next move.
Never let them know. Amen. Amen.
What Madeline?
Nah, I feel like there's. I'm pretty sure there's some kind of alien research or something to do that. I don't know if there's aliens or proof of it, but I think there's some kind of research in
there. They've just got mad science labs there, doing tests and...
Oh, no. Yeah, I think there's like advanced technology. Mm.
There's definitely alien technology. Like there's got to be, man.
I reckon so.
I know we probably sound like nutters right now, but
I don't think so. I think people.
Yeah, I feel like there's probably. And there's like all those guys that come out, them old like US officials that come out and say, oh, yeah, we were working on this alien spacecraft in Area 51 and this and that.
They recently released documents, didn't they?
Not
that long ago, about like classified files from UFOs and stuff like that.
Yeah, even videos. They released videos.
It's not unbelievable that there might be something there, but
I think there might be something there, man. I don't know.
But you look skeptical.
Do you know what would be the biggest, like, most underwhelming situation is for someone to finally break into Area 51 and it's just like empty?
It's just like a farm.
It's an Amazon warehouse, exactly.
Ross's
wealth. Literally, there's just one guy on a computer there. I feel like if aliens were real, though, I would want them to come visit me. Shout out the aliens.
Shout out the aliens out there, man. If you see this, give us a visit.
You know what I mean?
All I'm hearing is Ed wants to get probed.
I didn't think of that kind of alien. I just mean friendly alien. See, this is my problem. I just assume that everyone else is friendly.
Can I just say, shout out Blaze and her heroic alien novel.
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, Blaze has some necrotic alien novels. She'll be on the show soon, I'm sure, so she'll tell you all about it. Those aren't the type of aliens I want to meet, though. No sex aliens, no tentacle aliens, none of that. Just
you stay in space.
Yeah, rock standard aliens that have big eyes and are like, and then, you know, you just form a quick handshake with them and keep stepping, you know.
Well, jump on quick little game of FIFA, something like that.
Game of FIFA, you
know. Are we in Toy Story? Like, is that all you're imagining?
Just thinking it's the movie Home.
I feel like that's just our fantasy, though. Like, I just like for alien, you know, them
every time you talk, it just gets wilder because what are you fantasizing about?
But not the sex aliens. Why does it have to be sex aliens? I don't want to get probed. I don't want anything in my bum. I don't want none of that. I don't want no tentacles near me. I just want to play a game of FIFA with an alien. Is that too much to ask for? Okay, I'm done now. Alright.
Wow.
Bro, what does that say? Travel.
Travel.
Don't mock my spinning, okay? It's a hard angle to get. I don't know why that's in.
This is not travel.
This
well,
is not
kind
travel.
Of is travel. It's
do you want to do another one? Or
TFL. Oh, fuck it, we can run it, man.
TFL.
Is alright, it's gonna. It's running for the bus and it.
You tell I was half asleep when I was writing this question.
To be fair, I have beef with the bus driver. Like, if I see someone running and the bus driver is driving and I know that he can see them running and he doesn't stop, I can't do anything, but I'm screw-facing from the back of the bus. I'm saying that.
You're not even screw-facing with chest. You're just at the back of the bus, like, bus driver.
Looking at the seat in front. There.
I'm not saying goodbye when I get off.
Exactly. I don't say goodbye when I get off the bus. Or thank you. I say
you
thank
have
you when
no
I
manners.
Get on. No, I say thank you when I get on. But the only thing is, like, I don't know. I know people do sometimes do it. They say thank you when they come off the bus. But I just feel like I'm like, why am I shouting it? Like, why am I disturbing? Like
that video of that lady. Thank you, driver.
Bye, bye, driver. Was that the one where they're like,
bye.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, I always think about that one.
Yeah, that
like,
video is
no,
stupid.
Can't do that.
Nah, I don't know.
I don't know, man. It's kind of funny though, isn't it? But I ain't run for a bus since I was like in school.
This whole ick thing's so dumb. Like,
it is stupid. The whole ick thing, yes.
Now that I think there are certain ones,
I feel like
it's
too extreme.
For me, I'm like, we cannot. I can't. In my head, I'm like, yeah.
Like what?
Oh,
you have to say it now.
I can't do like men whose feet are just like
footballers' toes.
Yeah. Just like
I don't think anyone likes that though.
No, but okay.
See, that's not too like unreasonable.
Yeah. Okay.
You just keep your shoes on there, buddy.
People are.
I've got great feet. Let me
back up. Put them back.
Exactly.
People who have their have their flashlight that flashes when they get messages. Like,
oh, I hate that.
Those people, no, that's Nick.
That gives you
don't do it. Oh no. Why am I having an epileptic
seizure? It's true.
What is it? The disco, bro.
Man, then we're doomed. We're actually doomed.
You know what's crazy? I think Dylan has that.
Like the ick thing is more like women that made these standards, yeah, and just like men. Do you ever say, oh, "I'm getting the ick"?
Nah. No, but there are still some occasions where
there's things that like put me off.
But we don't say it out loud.
We don't go like,
"Yeah, it's a woman thing."
No, but do you know what? Oh my god, I remember. Yeah, so in my old business, I used to have. There's basically a girl that used to work with me, and she had a list on her phone of icks of me. And on this, there's like 200 things on this list. So I remember once I was meant to be running a meeting, and then I heard about the list. I went, "Fuck it, we're gonna read the list instead."
Yeah. But can I just say,
the list is crazy.
You have to realize with that situation, for all those 200 examples, there's been a man that she has met that has done one of those things.
Yeah, but it depends what they are. Was it normal stuff or was it?
There was a mix. Some of them are dumb. Like one of them was when he wears a backpack and then pulls it up, he adjusts it to pull it up. Like, what the fuck?
Oh my goodness.
She's a hater.
No, I can't lie. I'm going to get her to read this list. I'm going to bring this list
back. Next episode, what we'll do, get her to send it. We're going to go through it in the episode.
We need to go through this list.
Your body counts 200 then.
Nah. I mean, wait, what? What the fuck?
I prefer not to speak.
The math is not my thing.
If I speak, I'm going to be
cut up. For every man that she's dated, she's got 200.
It could just be like a guy that she's sitting across from in a cafe. Also,
No.
He could have had multiple offences as well.
It's not like one ick per body.
I'm just stirring the pot.
He's a regular offender.
Just throwing it out there.
Do you know what? To be fair, I have my own personal icks. Like I give myself the ick sometimes. You guys will know about my ice cream. My ice cream conundrum. Okay, I cannot eat ice cream from a cone ever.
He'll eat it from a cup, from a bowl, from a spoon. He'll just not eat it.
I cannot eat it from a cone. I remember one time I was in a place where I live. I was with my brother. We were getting food. I was hungover this day as well, so he bought food. I was like, no. Then the guy at the counter, for some reason, just gave me a free ice cream. I was like, okay, fuck it, free ice cream, cool. I was walking down the street eating it after I left the shop. And I just look at it, I think, what the fuck? Like, do you not understand? Like, you're just licking it. I had to chuck it away. And then one time, this was more recent. I lashed it.
Come on, bro.
I can't eat ice cream from a cone. I don't know what it is. It's probably some sort of toxic masculinity thing. I don't know. I don't care. I'm not eating ice cream from a cone. And recently, I was in Prague. I think I was on the phone to you when I was in Prague.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe both of you. Yeah. And I had gone to see this ice cream lady for the past few days, getting ice cream after dinner and whatever. I'd built up a relationship with her, just hi and bye, whatever, nice, whatever. She could barely understand what I was saying, so a little bit of flirting here and there, you know what I mean, of course. And then that day, for some reason, maybe it was because I was on the phone to you guys, I don't know, but she knows I don't want my ice cream in a cone. I told her, yeah, in the cup. She gave it to me in a fucking cone. I had to hang up the phone because I had said, I'm not letting you watch me eat ice cream from a cone. I can't do it.
Can confirm.
But then he hid in the corner, he's just there like,
huh? Yeah, it's the licking, the holding. But ice lollies are just a bit different.
But you have to slap.
I'm not going like, do you know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know what I mean?
Now, do you know what? I hear it. I could not eat an ice lolly in public, I don't think.
Yeah, but for me, cones are worse.
You guys are thinking about it way too much.
Probably, yeah. No, I know. This is very dumb.
Like, you guys are saying our icks are stupid, but like,
yeah, but that's a personal.
I hear it.
I will never look at someone else and be like, oh, it's disgusting that you eat.
Yeah,
it's just
for
me.
I'll never judge for it.
Yeah, not
I think an ick is just like a personal thing. Like, you just, like, you makes you look at someone and you go,
Yeah, but that's the difference. I don't look at anyone else. I look at myself and I'm like, what are you doing?
I look at you like that all the time.
Yeah, but. Yeah, fair enough.
It's just a walking eater.
Fez.
You changed your name from Ed to Ick.
Oh my goodness. No, that's not right. That's not becoming a thing. We're not.
His name in my phone currently is Stevie Wonder because he wears glasses and still can't see shit.
Wow.
Damn. I'm just not rated.
Oh shit.
I'm just not rated.
Shame.
There we go, Stevie Wonder is playing.
There we go, it makes sense.
I wouldn't mind that. And did you not see that video of Stevie Wonder? Like, I think it was a few weeks ago. Someone was collecting an award from him.
Mariah Carey.
She just walked away.
He was all there like this.
Exactly. Oh, bro, she done him so dirty.
She did. That was
so crazy. Man. Oh, damn.
Nice.
Spin that wheel.
Yeah, let's go, man.
Shout out Stevie Wonder, though.
Yeah, shout out Stevie Wonder. I've had enough of the icks and the ice cream.
Hypotheticals.
We could do another hypotheticals. We got loads of these ones.
Okay, so the deal is you become a mortal and get £1 million, but a hyper intelligent snail is chasing you, and if it touches you, you die. Are you accepting?
Yeah.
So I think I've seen this question somewhere online.
Yeah. Before. The snail always knows where you are at all time. It moves at snail speeds, but it's hyper intelligent. So it will, if it catches up to you, eventually you die. But it still moves at snail speed. It's just very intelligent.
So it knows where you are. You just know where it is.
And you don't know where it is.
You don't know where it is. Yeah. But yeah, I think I would take that deal.
I'd take the deal.
I'd take the deal.
For M. I think I could make sure I'm always out of reach of a snail. 100%. For M.
I'd do it. I mean, an M, I'd still do it for £1 million. But I feel like, yeah, if it was more, great. But that doesn't make sense. Like, yeah, don't know.
I know what you mean.
I had a brain freeze there. I don't know what happened.
Nah, I definitely do it.
Yeah, I would do it. Anyone else? Any takers?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not enough of a turn off, I think.
I'm going to surround my house with salt.
Salt.
And loads of wide surface spaces, so I won't travel in anywhere that's compact.
Okay, fair enough. But then what if the snail is like, have you seen that episode Pickle Rick and Rick and Morty? Where he gets like the arms and legs, even though he's a pickle. What if the snail?
Is it hyper intelligent? Not like.
Yeah.
It could hyper intelligent. You never know.
This is like extremely hyper intelligent.
Intelligent, like a sentient, like super into hyper intelligent, like
somehow God-like. With no limbs, it builds a robot.
You never know. Could use his mouth. Could use enzymes.
Fucking hell, next level. I don't know.
I don't know what I'm talking
maybe,
about.
Maybe somehow.
Maybe Ed is the guy in Area 51.
This is the experiment. I wouldn't be surprised. Exactly. I was released into the wild.
No, but I'm definitely taking that.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, fine. I'll everyone's taking it. That is a good. Salt works. Ooh, another wild card. Let's get it.
Impressions challenge. Do 3 impressions / accents of your choice. You have to guess them. Points for you if you guess them correctly.
Eddie, you have to do this.
I have to do it.
Yeah, you have to.
Man. I've got to do my impressions. Oh, man. The problem with my impressions is that they're really easy to guess. So it's not like it's going to be anything difficult.
So what, you need someone that will do bad impressions?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Because mine will just be easy to guess. Like mine.
No,
are the
come on, you have
iconic
to.
Iconic ones.
I feel like you have to showcase your talents now. It's your time to shine.
He definitely plotted that card at the top. For the day. Yeah, definitely plotted that card.
Oh, man. Okay, let's do. Well, you guys all know who this is, but I'll do it anyway.
We're all ready.
Everyone knows who that is.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo. Yeah. Well, I was doing one on the phone earlier. It was, what was I saying to you again? I can't remember. It was, all right.
Now Matthew Omar. McConaughey.
Yeah, exactly. You could also do, oh, wow. So Omar, wow.
Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Do you know they're related, apparently?
I think they
might be brothers.
Is it Matthew McConaughey and Owen Wilson?
Yeah.
I thought it was Matthew McConaughey and the other guy, Woody.
Oh, Woody Harrelson. Yeah, it's him. Sorry, my bad. Yeah, they look the same. I think it's men with broken noses, just confused.
Yeah.
Men with broken noses.
Wow.
Owen Wilson does have a brother, though. What's his brother's name? He's an actor as well.
Owen Wilson. Wow. I didn't know
that. I forgot his brother's name.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
I was going to say Rebel Wilson, but...
No.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely. Do you guys remember that movie, Marley and Me?
Yeah, I
haven't watched that in a while, but... That was a sad movie.
I feel like I was the only kid that didn't cry watching that.
I didn't cry.
You've got to do more impressions.
More impressions.
We've got one more,
Hey, Peter. Right, the poison. Ghostbusters, right, Yzma. As everyone knows
Krunk.
That one. Krunk or Joe.
Wait, did we not have a debate on how to say his name the other day?
Krunk. That sounds like a sound
I had to add it to the list of things because I've compiled a list of the funniest stuff that you guys have said recently, and that has made it on the list.
We should just have an end of year review of
that. Oh, we actually should do that.
We should actually do an award ceremony. Like everyone gets dressed up. We hire like a room in a restaurant and we do award ceremony.
Say that word again.
Which one?
Restaurant.
Restaurant. Right, we're going to hire
you
a venue.
If you say it fast enough, we're not going to notice.
Restaurant.
I thought it was covered in all the noise. Fuck it, we'll hire a venue, okay? We'll do our awards ceremony. That'll be fun.
Oh, bro, I'm so down for that.
We have to wear tuxedos. You don't have to come in dresses. I'm scared to speak now. I'm scared I'm going to say something wrong. You don't wear dresses. And then, yeah.
That's fine. That's it. Decent. Spin that wheel. Ooh.
Movies and TV.
Just get it.
For real. Right. Coming free. Yeah,
what is your favourite movie of all time? So the writing was rubbed out. So.
Oh.
I trust that. What's your favourite movie of all time? Yeah.
Favourite movie of all time.
Spirited Away. That okay. is my favourite.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Studio Ghibli.
Yeah.
It's a Ghibli one, yeah.
That's it was the one. First animated movie I ever watched. I remember where I was, what channel I watched it on. It was Film 4, and it was on a Friday, because Film 4 used to like play animated mm-hmm. movies on a Friday randomly throughout the day. And I remember being off school sick and watching that film for the first time, and my mind just being absolutely blown, because I was terrified of the film. And then even being older, like watching the film and then reading about like the plot of the story is wild. Favourite film.
Where did you say you were when you watched that?
I was in Essex in year 5, I think, when I first watched it. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it, you know, I'll be honest.
I think I've seen amazing. Half of it. Is that
that's a good movie.
They turn
yeah.
to
really
yes, yeah, that's the that, one, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Which one is it?
When the family, well, they turn into yeah. pigs, right? Yeah, something, the only anime I've really watched.
Spoilers! If they're real, spoilers.
No, that's just happens at the beginning of the film.
Oh, to be fair, that's at the start. Yeah. That is at the start. That is at the start.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, I'm turning into pigs. Fair enough.
It's on Netflix.
I think it's on Netflix, yeah.
Watch it. Homework. I've got a lot of homework. Fuck it. Yeah,
man, did you watch The Lion King 2?
Fuck, I didn't. I forgot.
We did not.
You said.
We actually had some comments. That Lion King 2 was better than Lion King 1.
The soundtrack, the characters.
Say it to the camera.
Say it to my face.
Yeah, someone said it was criminal.
No, I agree. Literally. I agree. Lion King 2 is sick.
It's better.
You think it's better as well, yeah?
I don't even remember the
first villain
one,
as well is just so much more like there's so much more backstory. Yeah. You can get behind it. You even kind of root for the villain at one point.
I like when movies yeah. or shows do that. That's really good writing. Mm. I love
especially
that.
As
love
a child, like it gives you a chance to be the devil's
when
advocate.
When did Lion King 2 come out? Was that after like how long after the first one?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to check.
It was kind of recent. It must have been.
No,
not recent.
It was a few years after the first film, definitely, but. Yeah. Still enough that they had the original voice actor for Simba.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Yes. That's I learned something new.
Yeah, we actually need to watch that. So
we do. Do you have a favourite movie?
Me.
Yeah.
Favourite? What is my favourite movie? I think the movie I've watched the most. I don't, is
Shrek
it my
2.
Shrek 2.
I'm so
I got 2. Shrek 2, yeah.
Shrek 1.
No, do you know what I watched a lot? I remember there was one summer. Yeah, there's just one summer. I don't know why, but me and my older sister watched this movie like 10 times. Watched White Chicks. Like 10 times,
bro. I bet you know it word for
word. Exactly. I fucking love that movie.
I will not lie to you.
Hell
my
yeah.
brother and my sister will actually act out that one baby powder scene.
Yeah.
Word for word. Baby powder and everything. We went away on a trip and we were staying in a hotel and they were pre-drinking. And literally, I'm doing my makeup and behind me, they're reenacting that scene. And I'm like... iconic film.
Honestly, that movie is legendary. Yeah, I love that film.
What's yours, Ed?
Me, I got a few. I don't know. I like The Dark Knight. Dark Knight Returns. No, Dark Knight Rises. Sorry, the one with Bane. No, I was born in it. and I know the whole monologue word for word. Genuinely, Usual Suspects. Good movie. Quite like that one. That was got quite a cool plot twist.
What's the best one?
The best one. I don't have a.
It's like a film that you wish you could just see again for the first time.
Oh, man, that is a good question. Yeah. Film I wish I could see again for the first time.
You have that with Dark Knight? Because I feel semi-like that with Dark Knight.
Yes. But I think at the time when Dark Knight came out, I was a bit too young to understand the plot, as well as I do now, well,
okay,
example.
Let's say you go back as an adult and you watch it for the first time.
Then. Yeah. 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 Sure. But I don't know. I've seen those movies so many times that I still love them now. I think it'd be something more classic. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a movie that really surprised me. There's been a few that I watched recently. Like obviously, I showed you guys the Greatest Ever Beer Run. That was a pretty good movie.
Film, yeah,
yeah I quite enjoyed that one. What else was there recently? I don't know, because there's movies that are just good, and then there's movies that are just fun. You can have like kind of a bit of both. Yeah. I've always been a cinematography nerd anyway, so I like the way they do certain shots, the way they film certain things.
That's what I love about Dark Knight, though.
Dark Knight's got good cinematography.
The Batmobile scene, he gets in the Batmobile for the first
time. Like, and it's the music as well, man. Just everything about it is just. Let's see that again. I'm an agent of chaos.
I'd say it's more of my comfort film, but one film that I can always watch is Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, I love Emperor's New Groove. Do you know what, is this the hair? It's the fucking hair. I love you so much.
I see that in ages.
Pull the letter, crank.
Oh my God.
What happened?
I cut her hair and I was like, do it.
Like, she still did shit to me. She's like,
No, I looked at her and I was like, Edna?
Isn't it Emperor's New Groove the only Disney film to depict a pregnant woman?
To depict a pregnant woman?
Yeah.
Is it?
It was one of the first.
What's his name? What's the guy's name?
Chicha was her name? Chicha?
No, but what's the guy called? The guy with the green. Pacha, yeah.
I think,
Pacha.
Yeah, it was his wife, yeah.
I love that movie. Really, and I like Krunk's New Groove as well. Love that.
I only started watching those new Disney films like this year.
Those aren't new though.
No, they're not new. Yeah. Like Moana, what's the Moana?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
What's the other one?
Oh, there's loads I haven't seen as well, you know.
I've watched that twice now.
Yeah.
I've watched it twice, yeah. You showed me and I was...
I haven't seen Moana. I haven't seen so many.
Is the second one coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, that is sick. You know what I really liked? The second sequel of Avatar. I loved
it. I ain't seen it yet.
I haven't seen the second Avatar yet.
I didn't want it to end. You know when it ended, I was pissed.
Avatar was one film that I watched and then I walked out and didn't remember anything that happened.
Yeah, I think I was kind of young when I saw it. I saw it when it came out.
They waited how long?
My attention span as a kid as well. I did not know what happened.
So you could watch one again and then watch two.
Probably.
There are a few films coming out today though that are sequels to films that were released years ago. Though I need to get a list, but
they like to do that, don't they? The Hollywood is out of ideas.
I think it's just they're trying to reuse IPs that are popular already.
Yeah, man, it's long.
I hear it.
They're doing Back to the Future now. Guess who's playing Marty McFly? Guess Hollywood standard. Guess who's playing Marty McFly?
Zac Efron.
No, not too far off. Not too far off. He kind of looks like Zac Efron.
Don't say Jacob Elordi.
No, not Jacob Elordi.
Thank God.
I think someone who's just been in things that he shouldn't have been.
Oh, what's this guy called?
Nah, you have to tell us.
Kind of. Yeah. Tom Holland. Tom Holland nowadays. He's copied and pasted into everything.
I don't know, because he gives that like boy next door look. He's got that very much like teenage. Like, he's gonna be 45 and still looking like he hasn't passed high school yet. So I can see it. Yeah.
Lord Biden's citizen.
Okay.
Oh.
Or American Gangster.
American Gangster. That would be good.
Interesting.
I think that was anticlimactic for real, because I just love their movies though.
They're good movies, so I can't really argue with that. Can't go wrong.
Classics.
Scarface as well.
Yeah, classic. Real classic.
The Godfather. I like the Godfather. Although, I like The Godfather, but I only like it because of the characters. I don't think it's as good as people say it is.
But it's not your all-time favorite.
It's not my all-time. So. I just like the bit at the beginning. So you come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding day. I just love that bit. I love it. Anyway. Spin time.
Next spin.
What is that? Fizz? We haven't had Fizz today. Let's run it up.
I'm back. All the questions. Have you ever had a paranormal experience?
We've had this conversation about 10 times in the house. Is never able to drive home properly after.
We did. We had this conversation not too long ago.
Bro, we had this conversation last week. Oh, man.
And thank God you were coming.
Thank God. Me, man.
Because I was like, oh, my God. Do you know what it is? I just get this really big fear that I'm going to, like, put my mirror up and I'm just going to see someone in the back of the car, like the typical horror movie.
Paranormal activity. When I went to go see it, I got in the car. I could not move for a second.
You can't move, you can't look back. You know,
that's the worst part of going to cinema watching a horror movie is, you know, when you come down the steps of the cinema and then you have to go down the little pathway to get out the door, that's always been the worst part for me. Like, I'm fine afterwards, but that little hallway, I'm good.
But only if you're on your own, though, because I feel like if you're in a
It's still like.
Really?
Yeah, do you know what it was? It's when It came out, and then the cinemas were hiring like clowns to come into the cinema and like for promo. No, 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 no.
That's a lawsuit. Let me tell you,
no. So Shana will just.
Not me personally, but I remember my little sister was very young. We were at my grandparents' house in France, and all of a sudden, I shared a room with my brother in that house because there just wasn't enough room for everyone, and she's in another room. All of a sudden, she comes into the room like crying, and she's like screaming, like, "Ah, Edgar, make them stop." She's about like 6 or 7 years old, I think, maybe around that age. She's like, "Ah, make them stop. They keep saying my name, this and that." And the house there in France is actually quite a scary one. Like, it's just big and empty, and like, there's just loads of really scary rooms. And she was just saying that basically she could hear just people saying her name, and like, just and then at one point, after all of that, after we managed to calm her down, she's like, "Ah, she's there," and she pointed to the corner of the room. She's like, "The little girl is there in the corner." I was like, "What the fuck?"
So she wasn't playing the game on you or something?
She wasn't playing a game, but we don't know what it was. Maybe she was just tired and she was.
And wait, and how long were you in the house after that point? Just
to check. We still go there.
I don't see a man like me, I'm out immediately. I'll never
say no, because it's different. Do you know what? When it's happening to someone like your little sister, for example, yeah, you automatically jump into protective mode. So at that, in any other, if you had told me that, if you're saying I'm seeing a fucking ghost in the corner of room, I'm saying yeah,
safe, you better than me, I'm tripping people up to get
exactly
out.
I'm saying,
but I'm never going
exactly
back.
But when it's your little sister, you're more protective, you're more no, like course, oh yeah, shit, you know what I'm saying? So my instinct wasn't to run, it was to fucking just throw some shit in the room.
Mine would be to run with my little sister, but you fight these demons. See, you fight, you got to box the ghost.
No, but do you know what it is? I can't take a French demon seriously. Like, I just imagine him cigarette, demon, cappuccino.
Yes, you know, for me, today is my day off, so I won't be haunting you today. Lunchtime. No.
Parisian demons.
They would be off the job all the time. They don't work in France.
Do you know what? I feel like because of the like Parisians being like so, not rude, but very like blunt to tourists.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I'd be fucked because I'm going to get that rude ass demon in my room. I'm like, "I'm sorry, I don't understand. Say it slower."
No one else has had a prime number to
me. Yeah.
Not directly.
Okay, cool. No?
No.
No.
No one else? No. Okay. Moving on. What have we got? Hypotheticals. Yeah. I feel like we've done every category.
We've got two of those.
We've got loads of hypotheticals though. Let's get through some of them.
Why not?
We've got some. We got so many.
We just. I can start just reading them rather than. I'm like, okay, good. Would you rather fight Prime Mike Tyson or 1 million paper cuts?
Or get like 1 million
paper cuts? Or get 1 million paper cuts. Yeah.
Yo, I'm taking the paper cuts still, I can't lie.
I feel like I'd take the. What was it? 1 million?
A million paper cuts is crazy though.
A million paper cuts.
A punch from Mike Tyson.
No, but Mike Tyson will kill. He will kill you.
Yeah,
he'd actually kill you.
Wake your bitch.
But then a million paper cuts, you're bleeding out.
That's what I'm saying.
Open air.
So it's death or death.
Imagine how painful.
I'd rather get knocked out.
I'd rather you. Yeah.
Be like right here, one time, don't mess it up.
But Mike Tyson. And if he's right there, you're dead.
Exactly.
To be fair though,
you're asking me to go 1v1. I'm literally going to stand there with a big little cross and I'm be like,
wait, that's what you're going to do.
It doesn't say in the ring.
It just says
so it's a street fight. That's even worse.
Let me catch him in Yellow Brick and Peckham, bro, with the man. Come.
Do it in, bro. Prime Mike Tyson, though. Not Mike Tyson now. Mike Tyson now was there. Say, I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior.
Wait, I need to do that again.
I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior.
Nah,
I can't remember some of the other shit you said. Yeah, I'm a warrior and weak.
Crazy,
you know, for me, I'm
so scary.
I'm a make you love me. I fucking do you love me.
Yeah, man. What if I say that to you? See, that's how wild.
Bro, that's scary. How can I not say,
"I'll fucking do you love me"? I'm like, what?
The doctor said I broke my back.
Oh,
it's not Mike Tyson.
It was spinal. Imagine he was a cellmate or something like that. Man, he said that to you.
Mike Tyson.
You can't fight. Imagine.
I'll be real.
You can fight a man in your cell.
You can't. I think Mike Tyson. Fuck you love.
Wow. Oh shit. Oh my god. No, that's fucked.
I think he's one of the best boxers of all time then.
I agree, yeah. I agree.
Do you reckon he would have had Ali? I think he would have, you know, Prime Mike Tyson.
Not for real. I agree.
I think he was a monster.
I agree. That the style was just too
insane.
I hear it, but I
you don't want
don't
to
know.
Because it's like that superhero thing, isn't it? You get me? But Mike Tyson was untouchable.
He's different though, yeah. He's different, man. But honestly, gravy. In terms of the question, I feel like the paper cuts would actually kill you. Mike Tyson, there's like a 0.0001% chance you don't die.
Alright, but you're going to suffer because you're going to have broken ribs, broken cheekbone, mash up eye socket, broken nose. Fuck it, you love me.
you're getting too excited with that one.
I'm just saying. We'll be saying it for the next 3 weeks.
Exactly, direct it to that side.
Hey, wife, we're not saying that.
Oh, man. Spin that wheel.
Yeah, sure.
Next question, please.
Fuck it, you love me.
Fuck
it, you love me. We got another wild card.
Another wild card.
Should we skip a wild card?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
We're running low on wild cards. I want to save some wild cards. Get back to the drawing board.
Fizz. That's a good one.
We can do Fizz. Okay.
All right.
How does that say hypothetical?
Just ignore it. It's me and my fair, nonsense.
What is the stupidest thing you've ever been scared by?
My own reflection. Have you ever had that? Yeah. No, big man thing, like, you'll be in the kitchen late at night, and like, because obviously like, yeah. I've got like these big like door windows. Sorry, excuse me. Even now, I'm getting PTSD.
Getting flashbacks.
Exactly. But no, I just see my reflection one time. I've jumped before thinking it's someone outside.
Mm.
So you look at yourself.
No, I've done that.
I know, but it's like you don't. You just don't expect to see yourself there.
I see what you mean.
I've done it.
Yeah.
Mine is him from Powerpuff Girls. I think we spoke about this in Tashana's
house
as well.
We did, yeah.
Bro, no, when I was like four, imagine you're 4 years old and you see this shit in your nightmares. Bro. Put a picture right there.
Put a picture right there.
Look at me and tell me this shit is not scary. Yeah, fuck that. Nah. That shit. Nah.
Oh, God. So is the question irrational? Or is it just
anything that's irrational.
I have this irrational fear that when I'm talking, my phone is calling the person I'm talking about. I will consistently check my phone to make sure.
You have
She's a gossiper, like, you know. She's a gossiper. Like.
No, do you know what? That's my biggest fear.
Didn't we speak about this last week?
We did, because I was saying to her, the day she told me that, she butt downed me. Or fucking pocket downed me.
I butt downed her while I'm talking shit about him.
He's talking shit about me.
Listen, it's fine. Crazy.
Has that happened to anyone though? That's happened to me.
No, I don't talk shit about people.
I
don't talk shit about people. Yeah. That was a really awkward handshake. I don't talk shit about people.
I wasn't even chatting shit, I was just chatting to my brethren about something. And, well, yeah. It was about some badness that I'd done.
Uh-huh.
And then it left a voicemail on my ex's phone. So it fully did that.
I like it.
Yeah, you gotta charge it to the game.
No, but then I got the phone call back like, oh yeah, is that what you said? I was like, what are you talking about?
Oh, confused.
Trying to gaslight her.
I was checking if she bugged his room, innit?
Embarrassment, man.
Put the track on his car.
What's that for real?
That fear is definitely still.
Yeah.
Another weird thing is, you know, static on a TV, just a static TV channel.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrifying.
It's like old poltergeist, isn't it?
And I feel like the longer like I stare at it, the more uncomfortable I get. Mm. Like, it's just weird. The sound and like, just, no. Especially if the lights are off. Mm-mm.
I think that's, I don't know. I thought that's probably from that poltergeist movie, really, isn't it?
No, because I actually haven't seen the film.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's just, ever since I was there, like, it's just weird.
I hear it. It is a bit like, why would eerie. You,
put that on, and then the sound that it makes, then your brain is just tingling. Not for me, no thanks.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah,
I used to be really scared of spiders. Not anymore, though. That's probably my thing.
The way
like, if I saw a spider in my room, I would not be able to sleep in there.
Yeah. That's personal development. We love personal that. Growth. Love that for you, man.
Now
love
I just smack
them. Amen.
I used to be really scared of roller coasters, but
anyway. I don't like roller coasters. I'm holding the jackets.
We're going to Thought Park.
I'm holding the jacket.
We tried it. We tried the armor. If you didn't want it.
I don't get on the.
What, any?
Yeah, in when
like, would you get on like a tame one?
I get on the teacups, yeah. That's fine, I could do that.
He's there spinning it like, yeah!
I ain't getting on the mad roller coaster.
He's got a little bead of sweat now, he's like, guys, go to fun.
So now, guys.
I ain't getting on them. The only time I'll do that.
Your 5 year old next to him, like you.
The only time I'll do that is if I'm on holiday, because I like to do this thing when I go on holiday. I like to come out of my comfort zone a little
Mexico!
Yeah, exactly. So in Mexico, you can slap me at the front of the roller coaster. I will shit myself, but that's okay. That's fine.
Won't be the first time.
Yeah. Wait, what? I finished that one.
Next question. Spin the wheel.
Spin that wheel.
I watch it back in the recording. Oh, wait, I just realised what she said. I think I just cut it. Oh, you're right. Life of goals.
Oh, man, that's funny.
What you got for us?
What is a dream that you've had that has impacted you, and how are you today? Question sent in by Esther.
So how am I today?
Thank you, Esther.
Thank you, Esther, for the question. Yeah. What was it? It was what is a dream you've had
that's had an impact on you?
On you today. Well, for me, probably doing this, you know, with my friends. It's been great so far.
Oh, I was thinking of like actual dreams. Like when I'm sleeping, that's what I was like, that one time when I dropped into that baby in the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Maybe that's my
fault. I had the same thought. I was like, damn.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know.
Well, maybe the question was life goals, so I don't think it is one.
I know, that's why I was like,
is it not that? So am I on the right track?
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'd say this. Like, obviously, we spoke about it. What it's been like almost 6 months in the making. Not 6 months. I made that up. Been like 4 or 5 months, something like that we've been working on it, and then obviously we released recently, and yeah, it's just been good. It's been fun, you know. It's nice to get together as friends and
dreams about us. That's
of
so
course
cute.
And I feel like I think the good thing about this is that when we're all older, we'll be able to look back.
It's the French ghost.
Exactly. We'll be able to look back at all this footage and be like, shit, like, look at us when we were, if God willing, we're all still friends, you know. But even so, still be able to look back. So yeah, that's me.
I don't know about you, but I don't dream about shit like that. Once my head hits that pillow, my eyes are closed.
No, but I'm not saying I've dreamt this game. At night. I just mean dream, like, my dream. It was just, yeah, my vision. Yeah, that's more what I mean.
That's tough. That's tough. I feel like they're so like broad. You dream about a lot of things.
When I think of it, like when I done a similar thing with my boys, where we had a dance group, and our vision was to take the dance group around the world and, you know, perform and stuff. And when we actually finally did it, it was like, that was an achievement. So that, I guess, is that along that?
Yeah, 100.
Like, and doing things that we never thought we would be doing, you know, just going from the playground to like dance rehearsals and then being on like award shows and stuff like that. It was like, that was a dream.
Sam has lived the whole secret life.
Yeah, and you know that quite big as well.
You know, big, yeah. Britain's Got Talent, sick, all of that. Simon Cowell's his boy. Shout out Simon Cowell.
Hey, shout out Simon Cowell, man. Get us our contract, bro.
What was your talent?
My talent?
Spitting bars.
Fuck it. I'll spit some bars.
That means you'll drop a freestyle for us, right?
A freestyle,
now.
Yeah?
Right now.
Okay, I'm ready, yeah?
You got a beat?
Yeah, go on. All right. Cool. Yeah, I don't rap for fucking free. Pay me if you want to see me rap.
You could have at least made a rhyme, man.
It made me. Wow, I liked it though. I liked it.
I didn't like it.
I liked it. No, it looked
good. I didn't like it.
No, because he had the tech fleece on as well.
He's in character.
Exactly.
In character.
No drill rap.
No, but you've got good bars when we do our little freestyle sessions.
Yeah, but I'm just.
You said, in this cost of living crisis, you're trying to make me work.
You see that?
No, man. Yours revert to your classic line. I was selling drugs.
I sold drugs. On the corner.
I'm sure we've got some clicks of you in one of the
probably
BTS episodes.
From last week.
Yeah, exactly.
weekly occurrence. I didn't actually sell drugs, guys. I'm not selling drugs. I pay my taxes. I'm a law-abiding citizen. Guys. Sorry,
you'll see him rapping in behind the scenes.
By the way, you make me beatbox like a meek and you didn't even do nothing.
I'm sorry. For real. We'll run it another time. Sorry.
Yeah, all right, mate.
Shall we spin?
What even was the original question? The dreams.
Yeah.
Does no one else have dreams?
I've got one, to be fair.
Oh, yeah.
So, one in the past, anyway, obviously, what I used to do, so I used to have a sales and marketing company, and I remember obviously working towards opening that, and then the stuff I learned doing that, I think, it was just a very, I think that shaped a lot of how my life's going to go in the future. Like, you learn a lot, I think, because I started that when I was quite young, I was like 20. And I made, obviously I done, it went quite well for a bit. I made a few mistakes, but I think the lessons I learned from that experience were just crazy. Like, I learned so much shit in that.
It won
for like 3-4 years.
And you got to do some cool stuff. You got to travel around.
Mad shit, bro. Oh, mate. You know? Bro, I lived good.
You planned to trap in it.
Yo. No, allegedly. But yeah, man.
Just insurance.
Just insurance.
No, we're not going to do a wild card right now. I want to save some of our wild cards.
Ooh.
We've got movies and TV.
Awesome.
What is the best idea you have For a movie or TV show, sorry. I had a bit of
movie. If you had to write your own movie.
Basically, our family should have like a filmed reality-style TV show. Like,
100%.
Like, 100%.
100%.
Mm. We'd be cancelled, but yeah. it'd be great for the time that it was on air. Yeah.
Do you know, I feel like I've seen people say that, but with your family, it's actually true. Absolutely. 100%. This family is... amazing. Fuck them, but amazing. We love like, them. We love them.
Wow. Well, we're going to have some of them on the shows.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for that episode. That's going to be great.
I'm in danger.
You know what was hilarious? Last summer.
Oh my God.
Imagine people watching that.
I feel like summer last year for us was what summer 2016 was for everybody else. Mm. Like, it was our peak year, but purely for entertainment. Like, you know, like when you have like family reunions and you know you're going to be seeing those distant relatives and all of them have that each like individual quirk. It's like that, but times 10, and most of them like drink alcohol all the time. So you can imagine it's just wild. And some of the stories, my God.
I love it though. I just love how you give me a disclaimer every single time I see them. Yeah. When there's, for someone like me, there's no disclaimer needed. I'm going to be like, hell yeah, fucking, this is great. I fit right in with them.
You do, I was going to say, you say
yeah. I fit right in with them. I'm one of the weirdos as well.
Stop asking who the white boy in the corner is.
Yeah, pretty much.
So now it's, where's Ed? Is Ed
exactly.
coming?
Is Ed
no,
coming?
Ed, Edward, Edgar, Edmund.
I've got so many different names.
He just answers yes to all of them.
Yeah, I do. I don't ask questions anymore. I just say, yep. Are you coming? Yep. Thank you.
I feel like our family's so... You could record a funeral and people would find it absolutely comedic.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. 100%.
And he knows firsthand.
Yes. It was entertaining. Oh, good. I would watch that. I'd pay money to watch that. Yeah. I mean, I get to watch it for free, actually, so no, I wouldn't, but still.
Fuck it. Anyway, what about you guys?
I had a random one. I actually thought about this the other day. Mm. I actually thought of the shots and everything. Like, started looking up the shots and whatever, because I'm sad about that sometimes. So, about the real life of working in SEM.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like a reality TV show.
Yeah, like a documentary.
It's like Waterloo, not Waterloo Road. What's it called? Educating.
And
they've got loads. They've got educating different places.
Yeah, few, it'd be like that.
Because I feel like a lot of people don't get to see that side of the coin. You know? A lot of people have a warped perception of it. So, I just had a thought of it.
Okay.
Probably never happened, but you know,
it was
as an idea, valid.
Yeah. I think it'd be interesting, though.
Especially if you like focus on like one or a few specific kids from like the day that they start school to like the day that they leave and like their journey. That'd be so cool.
Yeah. I feel like you could put me in there, no one would realise I'm not meant to be there.
It's like my uncle Zach, who was sent to a disabled school in Africa, and he only qualified because he had a missing part of his finger.
What? It's the point when he played again. He played for the disabled football team. Because so he just had a little bit of finish.
My uncle played for a disabled football team and lost to a blind team.
Bearing in mind, he's only there because he's just lost a bit of his finger. That's it.
It's like, a trip to America? Yeah. And he didn't get picked to go.
Was he in goal as well?
He was in goal and he lost to blind.
They put the guy with the missing digit in goal.
And he said his friend brought him back a shoe.
But he brought him back just one shoe.
One leg amputated.
Yes.
He got chosen to go.
This is what I mean. Put me on TV, guys.
Yeah, when he told that story, like, it sounded like a movie. Like, you know, it just sounds like, right, that's actually bad.
Even my aunt once pranked Ed. She's got the scar in her arm. And the first time she met him, she was like, yeah, I went fishing with my dad and then I fell in the lake and a crocodile came and it just jumped on my arm and it was spinning me around. And Ed is like looking so horrified.
Wow. And she was like, no, I just climbed a gate and my arm got caught.
I believed it. No, she would have gone along with it if you guys hadn't told me that was
but
a lie.
You looked so terrifying because going to Africa. I was like, I don't want this guy to get there and think, oh my god, this is
no, but that's what I'm saying. I want to go wrestle alligators. But what I can't say, I call cap. Nah, that never happened. Fuck that. Nah.
That's true.
A crocodile bit.
What are you
arm?
Really like, gonna? Yeah,
I guess a crocodile bit around
it. Everyone else around him is looking at him like.
No, they should do the same thing to me. Yeah, I fell for it too. I was like, what?
That's what I'm saying.
We're all sat there like.
And because the skull was so big, you'd think it was like a like a big crocodile tooth that just.
Nah, she just got impaled on a fence.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about the crocodile. She's just hanging.
Jumped into bed and then pretended
she
like
she didn't realize until the next day. The adrenaline was too much. So she didn't even realize.
That's crazy.
That's mad.
I think the crocodile story is cooler though, so we'll just go.
That's the new real truth of
Yeah.
Would you guys ever do you have? I feel like there are certain topics or like situations in your life that sometimes you just have to exaggerate because the truth is just embarrassing. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
I think guys mostly do that with fights as well.
Fights.
Yeah.
Like when you're, I don't know, when you're seeing girls as well, sometimes you might exaggerate.
No.
Like back in the day, you'd exaggerate. Like a girl would hug you, and you'd be like, oh "Yeah, man,
yeah, she wants me, bro." Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
They just lie.
Yeah.
You know the guy. There's always a tough guy in the room, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But he lies about the fight, and then you're like,
"I know plenty of guys like that." I know guys, especially when I went to uni. There's one person I'm thinking about in particular. This guy used to act like he was just the baddest person in his area. Like, he just knew everyone. He acted like he was this massive... You know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to say names. I'm definitely not going to say the name this time because it took a whole lot of editing to remove it last time. But this guy will just say, like, yeah, I know this person, I know X, Y, and Z, and I fought with these drug dealers and blah, blah, blah. He was from Sheffield and just used to act like he run the town. If you see him, you just think he's just... He's a scaffolder or something. I don't know. He's just like a normal white boy.
Geezer.
Like, yeah, just a normal geezer. Like, you wouldn't think he's... But I know plenty of guys that talk like that, man.
Yeah,
sad man. I don't know. I feel like these days, especially with like just how social media is, I feel like people just like that more
with everything. Like, they just exaggerate lifestyle and what they 100%.
It's at the core of what a lot of people do. Like,
yeah,
a lot of fake people.
Yeah.
Sam doesn't exaggerate. Yesterday, what was it you said to me? You've been quiet for like 6 months. No, wait, I exaggerate. It's been like 6 weeks. So what?
No, it's 2 months.
2 months. And he goes,
so you haven't spoken for 2 months. Okay, no, I took it too far. I took it too far.
2 months. I exaggerate. I definitely
exaggerate. Exactly. He's so serious. He's shaking his head. He's like,
I took it too far.
Yeah, no, it's your face when you're saying it. You felt that shit, bro. Yeah, you're believing that.
Heart, yeah. He had a conversation with concerned. You like 10 minutes prior as well. I was like, what am I, chopped liver? Like...
You didn't look like you were genuinely concerned, bro.
Like, and I was just eating my burger, like, I didn't even respond, so you probably thought I was ignoring him even more.
Trying to put the video up.
Do you know what I realised yesterday about myself when I'm drunk? I shout and I'm like, I
you only realise that now?
I'm overstimulating. I promise.
Yeah.
I didn't realise yesterday I was shouting, so I apologise for that.
Like, you were all shouting. Like, I was coming up like, guys, we have neighbours.
Ah, to be fair, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm so I was looking.
Yeah, she said that to me like that.
Yeah.
Inside, the guy told us to go back inside because we're shouting us.
So you got kicked
house arrest. That is crazy.
Don't leave your yard.
You actually, like, the house is pure chaos, I think, when we're intoxicated, because we had you singing at the front, you two singing at the front door, you were waving the flashlight at the back.
Yeah.
You were screaming. Yeah. I don't know to whom, maybe Coco.
I was screaming at Coco, and also I was a bit, I wanted to get my jacket out of the car. But Rewa let me get the jacket out of the car. She was putting a hoodie on me. Don't you remember? It's cold.
Kirsty was worried about her meat and chips or the burger, which one she was going to get.
Bro, she's like, where's my burger? They gave me the meat and chips, but I want the burger.
I just had that damn burger for about half an hour. Every time Rita could bite, Kirsty was like, you're making me mad.
I was so heartbroken. That's like, sorry, girl, that burger was good.
I was eating your chips.
Yeah.
He was finished.
I was
that picture. Yeah. That's a picture of me. Nah, that picture.
I know you were gone because your shoes were off. Like, that's how I know you're gone.
Oh my.
His toes are just out.
Oh my goodness.
Nah.
That is awful.
That was a fucking funny day, man.
It was a funny night. It was a fun night. Yeah. I had fun. I'm just about starting to feel better now.
Good man.
Must be nice.
Digest food. She's still suffering. She gave me no pajamas.
No pajamas.
Yeah.
Hypotheticals.
Gone. We'll do another one. We got so many of these. Let's run it.
If you could know how you were going to die, would you want to know?
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know, man.
No.
That's why I don't even go to the doctors.
This is stupidity, you know.
Do not take medical advice from him, please.
No, I don't go to the doctors because I just, you know what? I haven't gone in so long now that I'm so worried that everything has just accumulated and all the things that I suspect are wrong with me and then some. I'm just going to get told at the doctors. I'd rather not know.
He's going to get the, you have 2 weeks to live.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm so paranoid that one day I'll go to doctors and they'll say, yeah, it's tomorrow.
Now, here's the thing about it, though. Let's say, imagine if God forbid, that there was something that was going to go wrong. When you catch it early, you could prevent it. So yeah, imagine if you could have caught it early now.
Yes.
But instead you don't go to the doctors.
But that's what I'm saying. I've waited too long already.
You're 23, bro. What the fuck do you mean?
I haven't been to the doctors in years. I don't remember the last time I went to the doctors.
Yeah, but still, yeah.
Like, my GP saw me for the first time in about 10 years yesterday when I went in and said, I need these vaccines for bloody Zimbabwe. All the staff have changed. I don't know any of the GP.
You are new.
Yeah. I had to ask him if I'm still in the system. That's how long I haven't been. I just don't want to go. I'm paranoid.
I like to get my money's worth. I pay my taxes. I'm using that shit. I pay for it. Mm. Hell no.
And it's just as appalling right now, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Carlisle's in the mud, man. Yeah,
but when I see that tax come off my pay slip, I do not feel bad about going.
But then again, that means I'm not the problem because I don't use it. So I'm not the person who's clogging it up. You know what I mean? Because I know people who are the opposite. I know people who go to the doctors for any little thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I think about sometimes? How many people have like not found out or been diagnosed with anything because the fucking receptionists want to be hard asses about making an appointment. Do you know how some of these people, you'd think they were like presidential bodyguards, like madness. And they're rude.
Those are the worst gatekeepers. Again, those are the worst types of gatekeepers.
You need to book an appointment. Any women you see working in the Jamaican food shops, top two.
Ah, bro, zero customer service skills.
Yeah, zero.
Zero customer. You go. Hello. Oh,
it's worse in Jamaica.
Is it?
Oh my! I waited 45 minutes at KFC because they were just
KFC.
It was peak. I was just like, and they just they look at you for time. And I was like, hello. and then just said yes. I'm like, I've been waiting there for ages. I just want food. Like, it's worse. They move in slow motion.
Slow motion.
It's like, I need to put with my GP. We don't have that.
No way. Computer says, nah.
It happened to me the other day. I went to a Jamaican store in my area. And because of the rudeness, I ordered something that I didn't even really want.
So you were trying to outbet them.
Some pressure.
The pressure.
Like, fuck it.
So the pressure. Got to that point, like, you know, it's that like English side of me where it's like, I'm trying to be too polite.
Oh, yeah. It's fine. Don't worry.
I wanted
to
ask her like to chop the meat for me as well. I didn't even bother ask her. I was just like, I'll just take it.
I feel like that's why some, you know, those couples where it's like the men who don't tell the waiters that the order is wrong and it's the girlfriend that's like, excuse me.
Like, this isn't what he wanted.
He wanted the mashed potato.
Oh yeah.
I feel like that. No, that's such a man thing. I can't lie. Yeah,
it is a man thing.
We just go fuck. It's fine.
It's
calm.
Yeah, it's calm.
Like I do that. I can't.
Unless it's something crazy, like.
And it depends. Like if I can see the stuff already, like.
Yeah, definitely.
They're working hard and having shit.
Because there's always gonna be that dickhead that's gonna be standing there and it's gonna be making a scene and you're like, read the room, bro.
Like yesterday, I was also in KFC Peckham. KFC Peckham is unlike anything I've ever seen.
At night time, it's peaking.
It was even night time. This was like, I went, where did I go? I can't remember. Peckham. I went to KFC in Peckham.
But you went yesterday?
I went yesterday because I needed to go and get something for the event before. I needed to get something for Primark for the event we went to last night. I went to KFC Peckham. It's like the Wild West in there, bro. It's like the Wild West. Like people are shouting all sorts of whatever's at the workers, like this, people are so rude. Like I can't lie,
I could not work in fast food anymore. Like I just can't do it.
Absolutely,
yeah, no.
I kudos to massive people, respect, my sisters massive as well. Respect. It's not for me. No, I can't do it.
That's next to Wendy's.
No, can't do it. I have PTSD.
I can't do it. And you know what? It's not nice in any era because you got the Peckhams where it's like people are just really rude anyway. Then also when you go to even the like affluent areas, the richer areas, they're also assholes there as well.
They're just entitled,
entitled bastards, literally.
No, I couldn't do it.
Let's do one last spin. Probably have to wrap it up after this spin. We'll do one more, see if we could get a quick one in. Life and goals? I think we've got quite a lot of those questions. Let's go for one of them.
Let's go, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
So Sorry, I didn't mean to swear. What do you do if your partner is not romantic? And this was sent in by Ree's mum.
Ree's mum. Big up Ree's mum. Thank you so much for sending in the question. Thank you so much. Appreciate the support. Thank you. What would you do if your partner isn't romantic? Chuck him in the bin.
Get a new one.
Get a new one.
Why is it him?
No, I'm joking, I'm joking.
We're asking about your partner. It was not gender specific. Yeah, so
what did I say?
You said him. Chuck him in the bin.
Oh, sorry. Because I was thinking of it asked from the perspective of Ree's mum. But then again,
that.
I don't
that
know.
That was very nice of you to do. Because you know what? Yeah, you did seem.
Yeah, my bad. Okay, him or her.
Do better.
Him or her, I don't know.
Okay.
They or them.
From your
they
perspective, how important is romance in a relationship to you?
What we define as romance, though? What, like?
Like gestures?
Acts of service, effort. Words of affirmation.
Okay, so like the love language.
Yeah.
I'd say it's pretty important, yeah.
Yeah, but what do you do if your partner's not giving you that?
I think step one is definitely have a chat with them.
Mm. Communication.
Like, communication is 100%. Number one, you know what I'm saying? If you then have a chat and they don't want to hear it, then they're not like willing to compromise. I'd say, like I said earlier, chuck them in a bin. Not literally, but like, I don't know. You'd have to think about what is it you really want from this relationship?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. For me, it's important. Yeah. But.
No, yeah. I agree. I think there's a discussion around it. And then relationships, you have to have compromise, do what, do you know what I mean? To a level, like incorporating what your partner wants into it. And if your partner's not doing
that. I think also it's important to show them. Not just tell them, because you want to show them how you want to be loved or whatever it is. So if you do those little gestures for them, then they'll pick up on that and then maybe
actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
I hear that. Actions speak louder than words. I agree.
The relationship podcast is back.
We're the love gurus, man. God damn.
Relationship episode today.
I ain't saying shit.
No.
Zero experience in this field. Can't confirm.
Simon, anything from yourself?
I think you guys have covered it quite well, to be fair. Cool. So about communication.
Fantastic. All right. Well, on that bombshell, let's end the show. Thank you very much for watching, everyone. Again, we still need some more questions, so please do keep sending them in. We're happy to have the serious ones. Thanks to everyone who sent it in. We had Ree's mum, Esther, Alicia, Raymond. I'm going to link all any relevant channels down in the comments description. And send some funny ones as well. We need some good funny ones. You'll see, for example, today we don't have that many wild cards left. We've got a few things running out. So, yeah, for sure. Keep sending. Thanks for watching. And catch you in the next one.
In a bit.